Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on the call and response riff color method, a really fun way to get warm tape style grit and that dusty jungle, old school DNB vibe. If you've ever heard those classic breaks tracks where a little stab or a vocal chop feels like it's talking back to itself, that's the energy we're building here. The goal is simple. Take one sampled idea, give it a call, give it a response, then color both parts so they feel alive, aged, and full of character. We're not trying to make everything perfect and polished. We're trying to make it feel musical, chopped, and a little worn in, like it came out of an old sampler or got bounced through tape a few times. That's the magic. First, let's talk about the basic concept. The call is your main riff. That could be a piano stab, a horn hit, a vocal phrase, a synth loop, or even a little chopped bit from a breakbeat. The response is the answer. It can be the same sample, but darker, higher, lower, filtered, delayed, or shortened. The important thing is that it feels like a second voice. And then the color is the texture. That means warm saturation, a bit of filtering, a touch of degradation, maybe some echo, maybe some resampling. That color is what makes the whole idea sound like jungle or old school DNB instead of just a clean loop. So let's build it. Start by finding a sample with some personality. For this style, that really matters. Don't worry about finding the cleanest sound possible. In fact, a little hiss, room tone, or natural bite can help a lot. A dusty piano stab, a reggae skank, a vocal chop, an old rave stab, anything with a strong little statement can work beautifully. Drag your sample into an audio track and listen for a short phrase that feels like it can stand on its own. If it's a longer sound, trim it down to a one bar or two bar section that has a clear shape. We want something that says something. Now drop that sample into Simpler. For this lesson, use classic mode. That's the easiest way to start, because it lets you play the phrase musically with MIDI notes. If needed, turn warp on, but don't overprocess it. Keep the voices low, maybe one or two voices, so it feels tighter and more vintage. Make sure the start and end points are trimmed so the sample hits cleanly. Now program a simple MIDI clip. Keep the phrase short and catchy. You don't need a full melody. A couple of notes can be enough if they hit with the right rhythm. Think root note, little answer note, maybe a tiny pickup note. That's your call. At this point, don't worry about making it fancy. Just get something that feels like a statement. Jungle and DNB often work best when the sample is doing a small, repeatable thing with strong rhythm. Now for the response. Duplicate the MIDI clip, then change it so it answers the call instead of copying it exactly. You could move it up an octave, shorten the notes, remove one hit, shift the whole phrase later by an eighth note, or make it a little darker. Even a small change can make it feel like a different character. That's the key idea here. The response should feel like another voice in the conversation. One way to think about it is like a DJ or MC answering the line. The first phrase asks the question, and the second one answers it. A really easy beginner move is to keep the rhythm similar, but move the response up or down in pitch and filter it differently. If the call is more open and bright, make the response darker and a little more worn. That contrast is what gives the whole thing movement. Now split the two parts onto separate tracks if you can. Make one track for the call and one track for the response. This gives you way more control, because you can process them differently and automate them separately. For the call, keep things a little cleaner and more upfront. For the response, make it slightly darker, more degraded, or more echoed. That difference is what makes it feel like a conversation instead of a copy-paste loop. Now let's build that warm tape-style grit using Ableton's stock devices. On the call track, start with EQ8. Clean up the low end with a gentle high pass around 30 to 40 Hz if needed, and if the sound is muddy, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz. If the top end is too sharp, soften it a bit with a high shelf. We're just shaping the sound, not destroying it. Next, add saturator. Push the drive a little, maybe around 2 to 5 dB to start, and turn on soft clip if needed. This adds harmonic warmth and makes the sample feel more solid. The trick is to push until you hear character, then back off a little. We want warm and alive, not crushed. After that, drum bus can be great for a little extra glue and weight. Keep it subtle. You don't need huge boom here. Just a little drive and maybe a slight transient reduction if the sample is too spiky. Then use auto filter if you want that old school filtered feel. A low pass or band pass can make the sample sound more like it's coming from another era. Even a small cutoff move can make a huge difference. Utility is also useful here, if the sample feels too wide or if you want to keep the low end more centered. In this kind of music, the riff should leave room for the kick, snare, and sub. Now do a slightly rougher chain on the response. Again, start with a Q8, but this time cut the highs a little more aggressively if needed. Then try Redux. Keep it subtle at first. You're not trying to obliterate the sample. Just a little downsample and a bit of bit reduction can give it that sampled, aged texture. After that, add saturator again, perhaps a little stronger than on the call. Then try echo. A short, dark delay can make the response feel like a dubby answer drifting behind the original. Keep the feedback modest and darken the repeats so they sink into the background. This is where the personality difference really starts to show. The call is the clearer voice. The response is the dusty echo of it. Now let's talk about the color layer. This is the secret sauce, and it's easy to overdo if you're not careful. The goal is not just distortion. It's texture. You want the sound to feel like it has history. Some great options are auto filter with slow movement, Redux for sample rate color, echo with dark repeats, a small amount of reverb, or even a very subtle chorus ensemble if you want a little haze. But keep it controlled. A tiny amount often does more than a huge amount. If you want a really practical chain, try auto filter, then saturator, then Redux, then echo, then EQ8. That's enough to make a sample feel like it's been through some old hardware and bounced back with character. Now for one of the best old school tricks, resample it. Once you like the processed sound, record the output to a new audio track. Then drag that recorded audio back into the session or into Sampler. This gives you a baked-in version of the sound. It's a very classic workflow, and it really helps with jungle-style grit, because it forces you to commit to the texture. And honestly, resampling is also a great decision tool. Once you hear the bounced version, you can tell right away if the effect is helping. If it sounds better recorded back in, that's usually a sign you're on the right path. Now let's arrange it. A super simple 8-bar structure works really well here. Try this. Bars 1 and 2 are the call. Bars 3 and 4 are the response. Bars 5 and 6 bring back the call with a little variation, and bars 7 and 8 bring the response back with extra filter movement or delay. That question and answer shape is really effective, because jungle and DNB love forward motion. Even if the loop is repeating, the phrase should feel like it's changing and talking. A few easy variations can keep it fresh. You can change the last note of the response, mute one hit in the call, add a little delay throw at the end of a phrase, or open and close the filter over time. Small changes go a long way. Now, make sure the riff works with the drums. This is important. A great sounding sample by itself can still clash with the groove if it's not placed well. Keep the riff out of the way of the snare, leave space for the breakbeat, and don't crowd the sub-bass area. In jungle, silence is part of the rhythm too. If your drums hit on the usual snare spots, try placing some of the stab answers just after the snare. That gives the groove room to breathe and keeps the track pushing forward. If you're using a bassline, use EQ8 to carve space and make sure the sub stays clear. A good rule of thumb is to high pass the melodic sample, so it doesn't compete with the low end. The exact cutoff depends on the sound, but the point is to protect the kick and bass pocket. Then automate everything a little. Automation is what keeps a loop from feeling frozen. Move the auto filter cutoff over time. Nudge the saturator drive. Change the echo feedback for a delay throw. Adjust the Redux amount. Even tiny movements can make the sample feel like it's breathing. A nice approach is to keep the call a bit brighter and drier, and make the response darker and more echoed. Then at the end of a phrase, let the delay spill into the next bar. That can sound really authentic, like the sample is bouncing around a room or passing through an old machine. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't make the call and response sound identical. If they're too similar, the effect disappears. Second, don't crush the sample too early. Add grit in layers. Third, don't leave too much low end in the sample. And fourth, don't forget the rhythm. A cool sound still has to work with the beat. If you want to go heavier and darker, you can darken the response more than the call, pitch it down an octave, or even drop it by 5 semitones. That can be really effective on vocal stabs, horns, and synth phrases. You can also pair the riff with a res or sub pulse underneath so the top line stays punchy while the low end rolls. Here's a very quick practice challenge you can try right away. Use one sample only. Make a clean call version and a rougher response version. Put them into a 4-bar loop, with a call in bar 1, spacer drums in bar 2, response in bar 3, and a variation in bar 4. Add EQ8, saturator, Redux, and echo to the response. Then resample it and see if the bounced version feels better. If it does, that's a great sign you're thinking like an old-school sampler producer. And that's the main idea. Use call and response to create a musical conversation. Use color to give each part a different personality. Use Ableton stock devices to add warmth, grit, and motion. then resample and arrange it in short phrases so it sits naturally with jungle and old school D&B drums. The big mindset here is simple. Don't aim for perfect. Aim for character. Aim for movement. Aim for that dusty, chopped, energetic feel that makes classic jungle so addictive. That's the lesson. Now go build your own little conversation in sound and make it groove.